Praise the Lord.
In the afternoon, Brother Chooks, you gave me a call. I don't know where he is. He gave me a call about some of your friends. You met some people somewhere in the island, Lagos Island. And they were sharing. So he had to call me. He said he was putting it on speakerphone. They were hearing what we were saying. They told him about the experiences with certain ministers of the gospel in Lagos here, particularly. That there is a particular pastor that before you can have appointment to see him, you will drop, depend on the category of people, but that some of them drop as much as 100,000 naira before they can see him. But the least, if you are so poor that you cannot afford that, the least is 20,000 naira. And that man is a prophet, according to them. And when our brother here told him that, no, it's not possible, it cannot happen in my church, that my pastor, you don't pray before you see him, he said it's a lie. So I said, you should bring the brother to come and see me and hear how much I will charge them. So that you can believe or not. And there are some, of course, we know that they charge, but we didn't know that they have reached that level. There are various ways of charging. I have personally experienced where I went to see somebody years back, more than about 15 years back now, where I went there. I just went to greet somebody who was working in the church, and he insisted I should see his pastor. So I was going, he said, but I should get card. That time, each card was 50 naira, 15 years ago. Maybe by now, that one should have graduated to 500 naira now. And I refused. That time, this church was about 1 year old. When I entered to see him, he said, where is your card? I showed him. He said, you didn't pay any money. And I told him, I said, no, I didn't pay. I should pay before seeing you. I said, no. He said, no, you have to pay. I said, what for? Are you a businessman or a minister of God? Amen. That's 15 years ago. And I told him, no, he said, no, that is it. And he changed it when he discovered somebody was before him. And I told him, why do you charge people before this? You see them? Another way, again, they charge. I went to another church, Boboye. That was Boboye's pastor. Boboye had just come to our church. He left that church to come. And he felt I should just greet the pastor, his pastor. So we went there, and I sat down. The man is also a prophet. He entered spirit, finished. He come up from spirit again, look me. He said, I should vow. What I will do for God. If the thing you want, tell me now, come to pass. I tell him, go ahead, the vow is between me and God. He said, no, say, let me hear it. I said, no. The matter between me and God, you should not hear it. I said, why should I make a vow to your hearing? It's between me and God. I mean, now you are one make the vow to. He said, that is how they come here and they talk. When they receive their prayer finished, they receive blessing. They know they remember me again. Then I say, why should I remember you? Now you do it for me. Is it not God? I will remember God, and I'm not you. He said, hey, who did this one? Amen. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. As the victory is ours, we are chained down in the past. To Jubilee has ended, and we have responded to our God. It was original, hallelujah, the original. The original word. So open our eyes. No more mumu Christianity. No more mumu Christianity. Praise the Lord. Some ministry that will insist that you buy certain materials of their ministry. Buy the tape. Buy the cassette. Buy the picture of the pastor. Buy anointing oil. Buy. When you buy it, then you can see the man of God. Another one, they sell handkerchief. They sell anointing oil. I have gone there. That one is another 14 years ago. I saw the anointing oil, and people were rushing. Each one was 1,000 naira or so. That bottle, what they sell, that time they sell them, whether than 16 naira or so. 1,000. He said he just came back from the mountain with the oil. And a lie. Not going any mountain anywhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Brother Chuk said he told those people that even his pastor said people should call him Brother Moses. They said a lie. There is no man of God that will say they should call him brother. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But there are people that go to such churches. Anything they say you should do, you will get solution, you will do it. I thank God for the entire message. I thank God for the ministry of William Branham. If not, amen. Maybe myself, the kind title where I for beer. The more the title, the bigger the title, the higher your spiritual level. That's why they make the people to believe. Nothing like that. See, know your Bible. Paul told Timothy, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God. He said, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. See, you know, there are some of you that know the truth, but you are afraid to approach certain people. They say, I know there is a man of God. I know there anybody talking like that. You are not a good spiritual lawyer. Do you know what lawyers that know their right, they challenge even the president? Amen. I was listening to a valedictory service they had for one of those human rights lawyers that died recently, yesterday or so. Thank you, Arturu Bamidele. And then I heard that in 1988, he finished his NYS and he had an award as the best copper in Niger State. And during the military regime, an army colonel was the governor. A student who just finished his NYC, they called him out to come and collect his award and shake hand with the governor. He refused. They called him, he refused. And they said, why? He said, because military regime is an illegitimate regime. That why should military people, instead of democracy, they are having dictatorship. And he does not want to support it by collecting any award. They are not qualified to give any award because they are an illegal government. That people who know their rights. When I stand here, I preach and call names of the GOs that are messing up the gospel. There's some of you, we say, why are you talking like that against man of God? It's because I know the right thing. I know the word. I know the word. I know my Bible. I know my Bible. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 2. Let me show you something there. Second Peter chapter 2. Then, those of you who want to ask me a question, come out and ask your question. Now, 2 Peter chapter 2, the first three verses there. Amen. It said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who probably shall bring in damnable heresies, even deny the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Verse 3 is my emphasis. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Commercialization of the gospel. What is their end? Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not? The certainty of their judgment. The Bible tells us, in Matthew chapter 10 verse 8, maybe let's read it, verse 7 and verse 8, Jesus Christ sent his disciples to go out. And every preacher today, you are supposed to be answering a call from Jesus. And Jesus said in verse 7, Matthew chapter 10, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8. He said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Everybody shall we go? Freely you have received, freely give. Freely you receive the grace, freely you receive the anointing, freely you receive the ministry, freely you should give. So where do they get the scripture to charge people? God will judge every one of them. One by one. And I told you something before. The reason why Christianity has been invaded like that. It is a satanic program. In those days, believers don't go to Babalawo. The people that will go to Babalawo, they were unbelievers. Suddenly, the gospel went wide and people stopped going to Babalawo. They were not going to churches. So, those Babalawos, since they lost customers and mama survived, they decided to change their signboard to Prophetic Ministry International. Prophet, Doctor, Apostle, all the titles. And then he put it there, Solution Ground. Nobody to add Jesus on top. Nobody Jesus now want. Oh yeah, change signboard. But by their fruits, you shall know them. Nobody that has received grace and received that anointing under grace will charge any child of God. The God that gave you that gift to use it for his children, then you are charging his children before using that gift for them. You are a devil. A devil. Praise the Lord. They are not servants of God. Their belly is their God. But we have escaped from that now. Our eyes don't open. Shine your eye very well. God bless you. And then somebody is saying that how can you bear only brother? It's still revelation. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. Listen, church. I am telling you, revelation is not about me trying to be humble. It's not humility. It's revelation. Catch it. If I say I am your brother, and or I am the servant of your father, I am your brother, or the servant of your father, which relationship is higher? Eh? Oh, I'm not trying to be humble. It is, they turn the gospel upside down. A servant and a son, which one is higher? So, why is a son afraid of a servant? Something is wrong. How can your son be afraid of your servant in your house? Something is wrong. That servant has bewitched that son. That servant is a witch. To come and occupy a position and make himself higher than the son of the father that employed him to work and take care of him. He is your servant. The servant of my father is my servant. That's the problem we have. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have a girl I adopted in my house recently. I just stepped out of the door and she was taking food to give to the security at the gate. And I just came and I heard the security say, "You son, they give me, you're not going to need and give me food." I did like this. I called the man and said, come. Did you say my daughter should kneel down and give you food? He said, no, na play, na joke, we just they play. Na joke. I said, that is an expensive joke. Don't play that joke again. How can you tell my daughter to kneel down for my servant? Hey. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when I say again, concerning relationship now, when I say I am your brother and I am your pastor, which one creates a bond? Eh? Say brother. Because the relationship of a pastor is a master relationship. But a brother is a blood relationship. So, when you call me brother, I feel very secured because you will stand for me anywhere. You will fight for me. You will pray for me because I am your brother. You won't harm me. You won't gossip me. The pastor, you can say, that pastor, that man, that you see that man. Not play around that man. If that man costs you, that man, if you fall for your hand, that man, they will call it that man. Who be that? That pastor. That pastor. But you won't say that for your brother. So I prefer to be called Brother Moses. Brother Moses is higher than Pastor Moses. If you don't know it, now you sabi.
Anytime you call me brother,
I feel very comfortable with you. Praise the Lord. And that is how I know who are my members. Hello, is that Pastor Moses? I say yes, na me. Na person will jam my number, so we have that. Amen. Hello, is that Brother Moses? Yes, Brother Moses. Hey, I'm relaxed. Now my brother they talk, or now my sister they talk. Praise God. And I'm telling you, it's not being humble. Brother is higher than pastor, higher than bishop, higher than archbishop. Look, archbishop, pastor, reverend, pope, general superintendent, general overseer, evangelist, apostle, prophet, all these, they are titles of servants. Amen. The titles of servants. But a member of the household, born there, member of the family, you are either a brother or you are a sister. Oh, it's in the Bible. Open Matthew 23. Matthew 23 from verse 1, I think up to verse 14 or so, or 12. From verse 1. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, that is, positions of authority. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. Now, see where we are going. Verse 6. Go on, I'm reading it up to verse 14 or so. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. Now, see the design of their clothes. They make broad their phalanges and enlarge the borders of their garments. Archbishop. And love the uppermost rooms in feasts. High table. And the chief seats, special seats in the synagogues, in the church, special seats. And the love greetings in the markets, in public places, and to be called of men. What do you call them? What do you call them now? One title or the other. Most reverend, senior reverend, general overseer, general superintendent, reverend doctor, pastor, apostle. They love to be called like that. Next verse. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master. Who is the person? Christ. And all ye are who? You are my brother. All of us are brethren. All of us are brethren. This is Christ saying. He says, stop bearing those titles. Stop wanting to feel big among other people. Stop looking for special seat to sit down, Gajio. When you see the seat, the design. Some people look at the altar and think that is our GO seat. That altar is Holy Ghost seat. That's why nobody is sitting there. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Eh? He's the Almighty. When we bow before Him only. We don't bow before any human being. Some of you who come from there, when they enter my office, you see an elderly man enter my office and be calling me daddy. Person who bought me, say daddy. They kneel down. I said, this one must be coming from one of these funny churches. I said, Papa, stand up. Now, no curse me. You are older than me. You are kneeling down. He said, no, it's the mantle. I said, which mantle? Which mantle? Because they have bewitched and brainwashed you. Praise the Lord. When you enter my office, you are entering to see your brother. Amen. You are entering to see your brother. You are not entering to see a Lord or a mini God. It is wrong. Let your eyes be open. Okay.